are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
8 years ago, I had 3 strokes in 3 weeks that paralyzed me. And
it's inspirational.
I had to use some unorthodox sort of ways to overcome and recover and make my 100% recovery. It was pretty fascinating. You know, sometimes good things come out of bad things, you know, and I certainly don't ever wish that somebody has a stroke because it's brutal, but boy, did it teach me some stuff. You know, I'm a personal trainer. I've been in, you know, the story. And
I know your story.
For something
you've been grateful to me for a while. I know who you are.
And for something like that to happen, whew, baby. Are we ready to go, Charles? Glenn, you're one of Tom Uzzella's friends, correct?
What's that?
Tom Uzzella? Do you know who Tom Uzzella is? Because I'm trying to think how we contacted you. I get a lot of people that come to the show because of Tom. And how do we...
Might have been Tom Terwilliger.
Tom who?
Terwilliger. Tom Terwilliger?
Maybe so.
Yeah, maybe. Tom's a national bodybuilding champion.
Probably so, yeah.
That's Renee Elder, do you know Renee?
Yeah, I think it was okay. I get a lot of people, like I said, from another guy. I wasn't really quite sure. But I tell you what, I was looking at your bio... And you've been a busy guy, haven't you? Say the least, that's an understatement. I do know that you're a New England native, and you moved to Colorado. So why the move to Colorado? I know you're big into the sports and all that. Is that why you went to Colorado?
Well, I've been a mountain guide since I was 18 and pretty much exhausted all of my New England experiences and wanted to experience the West.
Yeah.
But more importantly, professionally, New England wasn't ready for my brand of medicine. So.
Oh, interesting.
Knew the Bulls would be the perfect place.
Too conservative in New England?
Yeah. You know, they want to go to the doctor or they think more alcohol is going to solve all their problems. So.
Interesting. And you have a degree in exercise physiology and sports medicine. Tell me about the sort of this medicine that you're into is holistic medicine. Tell me about that and how that's so different from the things that are more traditional, I guess.
Well, the bottom line is that, NASA and MIT and the Russian space program and all of these, pioneers in energy medicine have proven that everything is a voltage problem. It's not a chemistry problem predominantly. The voltage regulates the chemistry, not the other way around.
So what does that mean for somebody like me who's not that smart?
Well, let's say you came to me with a sprained ankle. That ankle would have a high voltage before the injury and then immediately would drop into the dead battery category, so to speak, like if you're trying to start your car.
Yeah.
So with the introduction of the devices that we have, we can actually raise the voltage in that tissue dramatically.
Is that right?
It's really working on the calcium channel predominantly and the ATP channel, neuropeptides.
Yeah.
So we're taking the Krebs cycle and we're speeding it up, right?
Yeah. Okay, so tell me exactly how you're doing that. Is it a supplement? Is it a machine?
I have one right here. This is a low-level laser therapy.
Okay.
Can you see the light coming out of there?
Yeah, I can.
So a sinus infection or a sore throat or a sprained ankle would respond within 15 minutes and pretty much be gone from the laser.
Is that right? Now, did you develop this?
I helped to develop this product here, which is pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. This is TV that we make in Boulder.
Yeah.
The applicator looks like this, one of them. So let's say I had a sore shoulder. I could just treat that for 15 minutes and the pain would be gone. I haven't taken an ibuprofen in a decade.
Really?
And I'm still training as hard as I was in my 40s.
That's awesome. It really is. Now, you know, when I was as an athlete in football, you've heard of a TENS unit.
Sure.
Okay. Is this similar to what you're talking about?
Well, the TENS unit would be the Ford Model T, and these are the Bugatti or the Bentley, right?
Really? Is it something that...
They're both cars, but...
Yeah. Is it something that you feel when you put this, when you put this on your shoulder, or when you have that infrared, I don't know if you call it an infrared, but that machine, do you actually feel pulsing or anything like that, or you don't feel it, you just get the result from it?
Well, the laser you're pretty much not going to feel, but this machine you will, because you're actually feeling the magnetic pulses, right?
Yeah.
And then we have a handheld version of the one I just showed you, which is a lot less expensive and portable. So these electrodes contact the body, and it's 400 volts, so you can feel that.
Yeah.
TENS on steroids.
What's that?
This is TENS on steroids.
How much does that cost?
They range from $500 to $10,000.
Wow.
This particular unit's about $4,000.
Is that right?
But I wouldn't be without it. It'll take tendonitis away in 10 minutes.
Holy crap. That's amazing.
It is amazing. What's so even more amazing is that it's not widespread yet. There's so much resistance from big pharma and these poorly trained doctors.
Yeah.
Thinking that you throw a pill at everything to fix it. That's just limited thinking.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're going to get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian power burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
I can really relate to what you're saying, because like I said, when I overcame my stroke, I went to a physical therapist for a consultation after this had happened to me. And the key word, which made me run like hell, well, I couldn't run, but that made me not ever go back again, was when he said, well, we want to get you back to being functional. I said, oh, hell no. I need to be back 100%, you know? And I did I did some eye light therapy, and I did some forced oxygen therapy, riding a bike while I was doing the oxygen, things like that, music therapy. And of course, good old fashioned, you know, I was lucky because I had bodybuilding in my background. And as you may expect, bodybuilders are nothing, their bodies are labs. We try stuff all the time and everything that goes out there to put on a little muscle, which comes with consequences. But I mean, I had that in my background. So I did my own therapy. I did my own rehab. But I didn't, what's that?
Good for you.
Yeah. But I didn't, I have never heard of this before. And I was going to ask you that question, you know, where can somebody go? Is there like a place in, for example, out here in California, that's very progressive, that you can go to get something like this?
Well, they can go to our website, energymedfit.com.
Yeah.
And see what we're up to. We do have an office in Golden, Colorado called goldenbiohack.com, where we have a couple $100,000 worth of the cutting edge equipment.
Yeah.
And, but some of the things we can do online. So we have the world's most advanced scan called NuVision.
Yeah.
I can scan you for 130,000 items with 95% accuracy, no matter where you are on the planet.
Really? How does that happen?
It's pretty difficult to explain, but suffice it to say, all of us have an IP address. We are a hologram.
Uh-huh.
We are each unique, like a phone or a laptop with an individual IP address. So when we triangulate onto that individual and we throw 130,000 items, which have a different resonance. So in other words, the word strep infection is different from the word liver. If someone has a strep infection, it will stick and it will show up in the scan. But if they don't have liver problems, then that will fall away like pasta falling off the wall. So it's all DARPA level stuff, right? One of the top DARPA people from the government left and created this program. He's a holographic AI specialist. So think of it in terms of spying, you know, on your behalf as opposed to spying against you.
That is amazing.
It's truly astounding. I could tell you some stories that would blow your mind.
Amazing. So as it pertains to, because I think there's definitely some application here, as it pertains to athletes, because, you know, athletes are constantly getting injured and the recovery is important. Obviously, you want to heal, but yeah, the recovery. I would imagine that something like this is exactly what athletes could benefit from.
Oh, yeah, we have world-class athletes that we work with, and takes all the guesswork out of supplementation, out of nutrition, out of food allergies, organ function, emotional and psychological issues, proclivities, right? We can actually dig really deep into that, and trauma resolution, right? Which is a big part of being a good athlete. You know, if you're always holding on to the trauma and you're trying to exorcise, as we call it, as opposed to exercise, right? I'm going to work out my demons.
Right.
That's been beneficial for me and other athletes, so I don't discount that. But what if we can get rid of those demons, so to speak, and start with a blank slate? That's a much better place to be an athlete from, rather than
totally,
I'm going to fix this.
Yeah, because, you know, athletes have that mindset, that worry mindset to I can overcome anything.
Sure.
You know, and I think you have to have that. But if you can show a better way, I mean, that's definitely a better way.
Yeah. What if we start?
When I'm always interested in cost. Well, what would something like that cost to come and have this scan done?
So everything we do is $250 an hour.
And how long does it take to do a scan?
Most folks do an hour, but stage 4 cancer or severe disease states might take 2 or 3 hours just to suss out all the details.
Yeah. How about for people who, like my wife she deals with headaches most of her life. You know, she had an accident a while back or many years ago. But the point is she's dealing with headaches all the time. Not necessarily migraines, but with something like this, I'm assuming something like this would also help her.
Well, I may not be the person to help her fix that, but I guarantee you that we can get to the root cause of it. Could be an infected tooth, could be some head trauma, could be emotional trauma, like I fell out of a tree when I was 10 years old. You know, all those things will be picked up by the new vision.
Yeah. What doesn't help her, I'm sure you deal with other people that have the same, she's a type A personality. And sometimes, what I've noticed that when she goes to the coast or something or the beach and gets away from her everyday stuff, she seems to have less of the headaches, but she still has, you know, headaches like that.
Well, it may be EMF related, could be from Wi-Fi, could be a cell phone tower near the home, could be a smart meter, right? The device will actually pick up on that stuff as well.
Yeah.
And I could tell you stories about that that will curl your hair.
Can you tell it on this show?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to hear something like that. I'm really interested in the stories you have.
He had an 8-year-old boy in Pennsylvania who was salt of the earth, wonderful child, nice family. The electric company came and did some work on the house, and 3 weeks later, he was attacking his mother with a kitchen knife, literally trying to kill her. He was completely out of control.
Really?
And so they sought me out. We did the scan. Come to find out, the device told us that they put a smart meter a foot away from his headboard on the side of the home, and it was roasting his brain.
Oh, my goodness.
So got rid of the smart meter, did some of our supplements and some of our treatments to the head, and now he's fine. But can you imagine, could have ended up in juvenile for the rest of his life. You
know? That's unbelievable.
And it's not his fault.
Yeah. So what happens to a guy like that? Hold on just a second. Charles, it's hot in here. The princess is warm. I have to get some air in here. Crap, man.
You feel the pee under your chair?
Yeah.
Princess in the pee. Yeah.
Holy crap. like with this kid, did it kill any brain cells? I know we have a bunch of brain cells, but did something like that, you said it roasted him. Are you talking that it fried some of his brain cells?
Oh, yeah. The machine was clear on the damage being done to specific parts of the brain, like the pituitary and motor cortex and things like that. So
is there anything that you're offering with the machines that you're using? And I want to talk about supplementation too, but is there anything that you're doing with your machines that can revitalize dead brain tissue, or is that forever gone?
Absolutely.
Really?
Everything that we're doing is regenerative medicine, and it's well documented.
Wow, that is so cool. You know what?
There's over 9,000 studies on this device alone, on this type of device, I should say, right?
Son of a gun.
PubMed.com, type in benefits of PEMF therapy.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Because, you know, just like with me, you know something, Glenn, in my, the people that have strokes, because once I'm a student of the game, and anytime I get into something, you know, bodybuilding was something I got into, so I learned it to the nth degree. I learned everything about it, every which way I can. When I had my strokes, in order for me to overcome, I always thought that I need to know, I saw the stroke as my enemy, and I need to know everything about my stroke in order to defeat it. That, you know, the paralysis and never have it again, ideally. And, but man, only 10% of the people who have strokes make an almost 100% recovery. And I tell you what, I know that there's a reason for a lot of that. And some of it has to do with, you know, insurance companies cutting off rehab too soon. There's different reasons. Doctors, they told me, they said, well, after about 8 to 10 months, that's about as good as you're going to get. That you're not going to get any better than that, which was not true. So that's why I was asking. And what I learned and through my research was that your brain and your body can build different pathways to adapt to an area that's injured. So even though I may have some dead parts in my brain because of what happened to me, my brain developed new pathways. It's malleable enough to develop new pathways. And that's why I was able to continue to recover. Is that right? But then I even read, because I was getting
adaptation.
Yeah. And I was, right. Then I was reading and I was getting some conflicting information that you could not regenerate tissue that was, in this case, that was, you know, that got hurt because of the stroke. And what sounds like with me is that you have some information now that could change, that reverse that.
Absolutely. For example, with this machine, the blue one, white one here, we've healed a broken bone in 11 days of a world-class athlete.
Really?
We've generated a liver in 4 weeks that was going to be replaced. It went from cirrhotic to brand new, like 30-year-old parameters in 4 weeks.
Unbelievable.
It's exciting.
How come I haven't heard about this? It's insane. Okay, how about supplementation? What are you using for, in addition to your treatment, what are you using for supplementation?
Okay, well, our goal, I do have laboratories that I work with, and we've tested just about everything out there with a whole bunch of different parameters, traditional Western testing, and also Russian Kirlian photography. Are you familiar with that?
Nope. You're speaking a whole other language to me, Greg.
The Kirlian photography adds a level of fourth or fifth dimensionality. So for example, if we put a leaf under this camera, you can literally see, as long as it's green, you can see the lightning bolts coming off the leaf.
But then if you
take a brown dried leaf and put it in there, it will be black. So it's kind of reading the aura of any living organism, right?
Yeah.
So if you take our supplements, in particular, the BioAge algae that we use, this is on our website. Each capsule here is equal to 10 pounds of spinach or broccoli.
Nice.
So each of these capsules emits these lightning bolts that like you've never seen before. You put a one a day plus iron or a Centrum in there, black, yeah. Dead. No, right. So
are you saying that most supplements are garbage?
Most supplements are garbage.
I just said that in a post yesterday, that most of them don't work. I believe that. That's amazing.
And you know why? Because they're the result of Western thinking, reductionist thinking,
yeah,
and replacing pharmaceutical with something, quote, natural. Now, of course, that's a step in the right direction, but why would you want to take one step when you can take 50 steps?
Yeah.
Something like this, right? There's not a multivitamin in the world that compares to this.
And so
I don't say that because it's fine. I say it because we've tested it.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's a multivitamin? That's a multivitamin?
Well, it's good. Got every vitamin, every mineral, every enzyme, every fat, every protein that the body needs. It's more of a signaling mechanism for the endocrine system, right? From the pineal gland down to the adrenals, being able to, that computer control mechanism that actually runs everything.
Yeah.
Which is really my focus for training, right? Because I've been training hard since I was 14. I was a sick kid. I wasn't supposed to make it. I was sick all the time until I was 14. And I learned that the proper supplementation is everything, and raising the voltage is where it's at.
Okay.
And our supplements will do that.
Let me ask you this. So what happens with supplementation is that by the time it gets to the gastrointestinal system and through the liver, it gets so degraded that you virtually get nothing to the cell. How does this product get to the cell? Because correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not an Einstein here, but I think that all the magic happens at the cell. Is that right?
Right. But what you're referring to is an assimilation problem. It may or may not be a problem with the supplement itself. Almost everyone in this society has leaky gut syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with that?
Yes.
So the intestinal wall, all of the mucosa in the human body is one cell thick. So all it takes is a cup of bitter coffee or too much alcohol or a food that you're allergic to destroy that one cell membrane that keeps the food separate from the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is a storm door becomes a screen door, and all of these molecules enter the body whole when they need to be broken down. This is where rheumatoid arthritis comes from, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. These are all the same scenario, right? It's all about leaky gut syndrome.
That'll be darn.
So to answer your question, products like Carbon 60 actually heal the leaky gut syndrome while they're providing 200 times more antioxidant capability than vitamin C, and also taking 4,000 bad guys out of the body, like lead, cadmium, mercury, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
So 50% of our focus with our athletes and our lay people is you need to remove as much as you're putting in, especially now within the toxicity matrix that we live in.
Yeah.
We're just inundated with metals, plastics, xenoestrogens, that mimic hormones, right?
Yeah.
This is why we see this trend. I mean, look at the men now. I mean, anyone under 30, they got their pants down by their ankles. They're all skinny and they fight like this, right? It's not really their fault. It's because of all these xenoestrogens that have turned them into sissies.
My goodness. There's a reason for it.
But willpower can overcome that, you know, if they get their ass into the gym and start taking the proper supplementation, develop some angst, right?
That's
right. Carl talked about.
Yeah.
What do you think drove Arnold and what drove you? What drives me? It's that healthy angst of the warrior, right?
That's right. That's
These
right.
People have none of that.
No, that is so true. You know, I'm in the personal training.
The estrogen is here and the testosterone is here, even in the males.
There we go.
But then we see the opposite in the females, which is why there's, you know,
the women are men and the men are women.
Scary.
Everything's upside down, isn't it? That is crazy stuff. I know, because, you know, Glenn, being in the personal, I've had a training studio for going on 40 years now. So I've seen a lot, you know, generations now come through. And I definitely see the difference in the males and the females based on what you're talking. It's real. You know, so for those who are listening to this, they may think, come on. But it's true. I've said that. The kids that I train now, they come in, they are so soft, and they are sissies. You know, it's something.
Well, part of it is the toxicity matrix we're talking about, but the other part is the subtle, right? The spiritual, the educational piece.
Yeah.
The hardworking male is actually derided in our society rather than elevated. Back when you and I were growing.
That's right. Definitely right. Man, that's some crazy stuff.
But you have to overcome that.
I'm always interested, your vitamin that you're taking, because I take too many vitamins. I know that. I keep cutting down my drawer that I'm taking. You know, I take a lot of amino acids and different things, enzymes. And I also know that just from training, less is more. And I feel that the nutrition part of it should be the same way as far as supplementation. It sounds like something like your product could be that the answer to all this. But how much does something like that cost? I'm spending quite a bit of money just on supplementation. So how much is that, you know, that bottle, that multivitamin, how much?
Well, you kind of stole my thunder, because the next thing I was going to talk about is the replacement and the concept of, imagine if we had one supplement that replaced 1,000 other supplements.
Yes. Talk to me about that.
That's what we're after, right? Yes, simplify, yes. Simplify, simplify.
Yes.
One of my mentors, who's a brilliant guy, all of you would know him. he was taking about 300 pills a day.
Yeah.
When do you have time to eat? And how does that stuff get assimilated, right? It ends up being a brick in your colon, right?
Yeah.
So this product, for example, this size bottle is about $50. There is a 180 size bottle. That's about
Is that a month supply?
This is about a week and a half.
Okay.
2 weeks.
And that's a multiple vitamin?
Right. This is the, like I said, we've tested them all. This is the creme de la creme.
Yeah.
As far as the foundation of the filling in all those potholes, right? Zinc, selenium, B12, right?
Yeah.
And it's alive. That's the biggest thing.
And when you're saying that it's alive, explain to me if you can. I know you're mentioning there's like these bolts like on that leaf, but what do you mean it's alive?
Well, think of the difference between broccoli in your refrigerator versus a can of Chef Boyardee ravioli, right?
Uh-huh.
Broccoli ain't going to last long, but the can will last for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Reason being is the broccoli is alive. It's concentrated sunlight, chlorophyll.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It has energy to donate to us. The Chef Boyardee ravioli doesn't really have much to give except calories and empty GMO garbage, right?
Yeah.
So living products is the most important thing that we can look for in our supplementation.
Yeah, and you talk about in your in the information I got from you, and I'd like you to really, if you can, just talk about the stark differences between Eastern medicine versus Western medicine.
Well, Western medicine is based on a triage concept from warfare. And in that regard, it's done brilliant work. So like if you were wounded in the Civil War, you had an 80% chance of dying. If you were wounded in Vietnam, you had an 80% chance of living. If you're wounded in some of the recent wars we've had, you have a 95%+ chance of living. So we've taken all of those emergency successes and built this entire Western model on those things. High-tech testing, high-tech interventions. And then Big Petroleum got involved and Big Pharma, which is an offshoot of Big Petroleum. The Rockefellers spent millions of dollars to go around and get rid of all the homeopathic and chiropractic schools and naturopathic schools back in the early 1900s. You can look that up. Fascinating study.
Yeah.
So basically it was money and the perfect business model, because if you don't make people well, but you make money off them, then they keep coming back.
Right.
When I do my job, people don't need me anymore.
Yeah.
That's a bad business model, but it's called integrity, last time I checked.
Exactly. No, I get what you're saying.
So Eastern medicine goes way, way back and has to do with some of these energies that we're speaking of, but obviously they didn't have these devices. So they had to nudge the body with herbs, needles like acupuncture, things like cupping in acupuncture, temperature changes, right? And a lot of simple things like turpentine therapy, which was used for hundreds and hundreds of years, and all of a sudden it's evil and not safe.
Yeah.
Right.
There's so much corruption out there.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It really is.
You know what? I am trained in that world, but I left it 30 years ago, and it's the best move I ever made.
When you say trained in that world, you mean trained in the Western medicine world?
Yeah, I have a medical background and did my dues. I have 5,000 hours of internship from ERs to OBGYN and sports medicine and what have you.
Yeah.
I saw all of the fraud very, very early and people not interesting and making people well. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. You know, what was kind of interesting, and I didn't believe it was happening at first, Glenn, but when I had my strokes and I made a good recovery, a great recovery actually. And I wanted to tell my story because of the poor rate of recovery, you know, for people that have these strokes. I reached out to the AMA and I said, because they have these, I'm sure that you know this, they have these conferences all over the world. And I reached out to them and I said, I'd like to tell my story of my recovery and how I recovered, because I know there's only 10% that are making an almost 100% recovery. And I said, and I'll do it on my dime. No one responded back to me. I could get no one to have me come out and tell my freaking story. I just couldn't believe. No interest at all.
It's the American Moron Association. That's what it is.
Yes.
You know?
Unbelievable. You know?
And again, the best emergency care, the best surgeons, God bless these people. They've saved my life and my loved ones. But when it comes to chronic care, we're number 27 in the world. You're better off going to Fiji or Bujumbura for your diabetes than a city in America.
It's hard to imagine that. You know, just it's hard.
And all these stupid people fall for it and they stay in this.
Yeah, I know. It just they just keep going back and, you know, it's like this mad cycle that circle they can't get out of, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder why I'm not getting better. Well, try something else.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Do a little research.
Yeah.
You have the Library of Congress times infinity on your laptop or on your phone. Type in what you're trying to find and go for it, right? Yeah. Well, learn to trust the right people. These people are trusting the wrong people.
Yeah.
We've created a God complex with the robe, I like to call it, right? The priest, the doctor, the judge, all these people with the robe, they're beyond reproach, right?
Right.
They're the biggest criminals in our society.
Yeah.
That is for the most part, right?
That is true. And, you know, just there are good ones out there. Like, as
absolutely.
Of course. But I totally agree with that, man. And like I said, when I thought, man, why aren't they getting back to me? It's not like they're having to pay me or anything. And I'm thinking, isn't it a good thing for me to tell my story to help people recover? Well, shit. I thought, oh, wait a minute. It goes beyond. They just don't want that to happen because I'm taking money out of their damn pockets.
That's right.
I
call it the money faucet, right?
Yeah.
Once people position themselves on the chessboard, turn the faucet on and the money pours out, they're not going to jeopardize that position.
Hell
even
no.
If it's immoral, right?
God dang it.
I've never chased the money faucet. I've always chased the outcomes faucet.
Yeah.
Does this work? No. Okay, bye. This work. Okay, cool. We're going to employ it.
Right.
Test it. We're going to put it through its due diligence. And
speak my language, Glenn, because that's as a trainer, my goal for my people that come in is to get them in the best condition of their life, whatever that may be. Because I always do a consultation to find out what exactly it is that they're looking for. And I also find out why they haven't been able to be successful. You know, I fact find. But my whole goal is to get them better. I tell them, I don't want you to have to rely on me. I'd love to have you as a client for a long time. I would. But I'm not interested in making you codependent on me. Mm-hmm. And you and I are speaking the same kind of language. And you certainly don't. It doesn't seem like you're getting that from our professionals out there at the AMA in many cases. Oh, man. So how much heat do you take on a regular basis because of your line of thinking?
Well, early on, it was pretty bad. But I've learned how to fly below the radar. We only do cash. We don't do any insurance. That helps.
Yeah.
And I'm careful what I say. You know, I'm careful to give them credibility with their surgery and their emergency care, which is the best in the world.
Yes.
Number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been on some big shows like Gaia.com, Gaia TV with 500,000 subscribers and some good YouTube shows. And we've been able to grow the business that way. I've had some world-class athletes who have been very successful.
Yeah.
Who have helped us grow this.
Well, I mean, look.
Yeah.
I've always felt like, you know, I've never had a client deficit problem in the 40 years that I've been doing this. And even during this pandemic, I never closed. And I took heat for that, but I never closed. But my whole thing is, you know, if you get people, give them the results they're looking for, they'll grow your business for you. You know, they're a walking testament for what you do. And it sounds like that's the same way that you're doing yours. Just produce results, baby. And they're going to talk about that. Mm. You know, because
being in Colorado where people were open-minded and they had some resources to experiment with things, that was very helpful.
Yeah. So where is it that you spend, most of your time now? Is it this right here that we're talking about? Is this what you do every day? Or what other interests do you have and where are you going with all this?
Well, my primary interest is growing the business and sharing this with people and coming up with better mousetraps. But when I'm not working, I love to be outdoors. I'm still a mountain guide. I ski 40, 50 days a year. I race motorcycles off-road. I just did one of the hardest races in the country a couple of weeks ago. It was 6 hours and 93 miles of hell.
Did you get some massive forearm pump? Holy crap. I used to train motorcycle racers, and that was a big thing. Is that forearm pump would be the reason why they couldn't continue sometimes.
I don't get forearm pump.
Is it because of your training or your supplementation or both?
Some of it's technique. You know, I try to relax my arms and squeeze the bike, but a lot of it's the supplements.
Yeah.
You know, like this carbon is such a lactic acid buffer. It's obscene. In fact, we have guys who train in the weight room with this, and they're getting the similar results to steroids in terms of 2 or 3 more reps, maybe 5 to 8% more weight. Some guys are even blowing out tendons because their ability to move is actually more powerful than what the joint can handle.
I was going to ask you, because that's masking to a certain extent what your body is telling you, when it's telling you.
Yeah, we call it overfunction. I've actually noticed it with myself too. I'm thinking about writing an article or a book about it. It's really an important concept.
So, I mean, something like that, even though it can be really good for you because it extends a set or extends your performance, it can also be dangerous. So how do you tell an athlete to take that in a way that they can, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times we just, because of athlete, I'll speak for myself. There were a lot of times in my training that I just didn't pay attention to the signals I was getting.
Sure.
You know, so how do you, you know, even though this can be a great thing, it can blow out a tendon, right?
Well, that's a great question. So what we did was we took that product that I just showed you and we added CBD to it. So this is called Canacarbon.
Yeah.
This is the most anti-inflammatory product outside of pharmaceuticals that we've tested in the laboratory. Much, much safer. So what the CBD or the THC molecule does is it increases our body awareness because it's a neurotransmitter.
Yeah.
So once we get people taking that, some of these problems of overfunction and overtraining have dissipated.
Is that something that you take along with that, or is that something you take afterwards to help recovery?
You take it along with it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I'm trying to think I used to take baking soda way back when, and that acted as a buffer on lactic acid or that soreness, and it really did work.
We recommend that to everyone still.
Is that right?
$10 a month, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did this like early on in my, again, as a bodybuilder, we try everything, anything. And that was one of the things I did that really did work. But it had, you know, you could get yourself hurt on it because of, yeah, steroids the same way. You're so damn strong and you can push through all that that you can actually get hurt. So you got to be very careful about that for sure. And right. That's a hard thing to do when you got that mindset of a warrior and athlete. You just want to push through, you know, push through the ceiling.
Yeah. We call it digging deep in the well. I love that place, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed that you also did something in China, the Great Wall of China. Why don't you explain to us what you did? Because that sounds pretty fascinating to me.
I went over there with Eisenhower created a group called People to People, which is a diplomatic group that tended to focus on civilians and lay people from the society going over there rather than diplomats, right?
Yeah.
So we bicycled halfway across China. It was an incredible experience.
How many miles is that, for goodness sake?
Maybe 1,500, 2,000.
You're a little bit insane, aren't you?
I bicycled across America twice, Maine to Florida twice.
You're more than a little insane. You're a lot insane.
I was on the team that broke the world speed record on the Appalachian Trail in 1991. We did 45 miles a day for 52 days straight.
Hey, you're not the kind of guy that you got to, I'm assuming that even, you know, even though you've done all this stuff, if you sit around for 2 or 3 days, you're probably a mess, right?
Oh, I'd be a drug addict if I didn't have my stupid exercise.
I'm right there with you. You know, it's been 40 years. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning every morning.
I don't know how you do that.
Well, I'm an idiot. You know, I'm a trained idiot. I don't have to do this anymore, Glenn. But you know, my days of bodybuilding, I like to train early in the morning, get it over with. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to do any of that stuff. I still go in. I'm 65.
You look great.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Built like a brick shit house, too.
But if I don't do that, I'm a freaking mess.
Yeah, me too.
And some people don't get that.
Well, those of us with high testosterone have to have an outlet.
To say the least, yeah. But it's something I do every single day. When I travel, I find now it's hard to find a gym that's open, but I mean, I'm always looking for something like that to do because I just need it, man. I can't lay around. What do you do for fun? This is probably what you do for fun is ride 1500 miles. That's fun, right? It really is.
Yeah. But I love the motorcycle. I do a lot of riding, not when I'm not racing, you know, it's a great way to explore and see the country.
Yeah.
Off road. You get to places that there's no other way to get there other than a helicopter or a horse. And I can't afford either.
Yeah.
So, mountain biking, the skiing's enjoyable too, because I don't ski race anymore. It's more of a, fun time with the friends. And
so you only go 50 miles an hour instead of 100?
We got clocked.
I know you. I know you.
We got clocked at 74.
I was close.
It's pretty scary up there.
I love it. Hey, do you have a wife or a significant other that is able to tolerate you?
Not right now.
Because I tend to
aggravate the ladies.
Well, there's a certain type that can hang with people like you and I because we're insane. You know, I mean, I think about this, Glenn. Here's how I am. Okay, this is about weighing food, because when I, as a bodybuilder, I've been obsessed with food because I want to make sure that I get just the right amount for what I need. You know, I don't like to guess at stuff like this. I'm a guy that's about numbers. I've gotten a lot better at this, and I'm intuitive. Tom Platz, you heard of him? The Golden Eagle? Yeah. Tom taught me about being intuitive. It's a hard thing to trust, especially when you're getting ready for a competition. But I'm one of these guys that has a scale during the week, Monday through Friday. I still weigh everything. I weigh my foods. And I'm the kind of guy that, for example, when I'm doing cardio, I will not get off that bike, not even 5 seconds before I'm supposed to, because it torments me.
There's a word for that. It's called anal, Leo.
And I didn't think I was that kind of person. I think bodybuilding ruined me, for goodness sake.
I think we should try some of our oral THC supplements. It might relax you a little
Calm
bit.
Calm me down a little bit.
I'll let you just kind of go with the flow.
Hey, the product that has CBD, does it have THC in it a little bit?
Well, any product that's 100% CBD with 0% THC is completely worthless.
Really?
You need 0.03% THC or more to actually act as a spark plug or a catalyst for the product to enter the body properly. But it is 50 state legal.
Is that part of assimilation that you're talking about? Is that what you mean by does it facilitate? So does it drive it into the bloodstream better?
Well, the CBD and the THC molecule have a really interesting relationship. They're kind of like a marriage. They're synergistic, but then they also work against each other.
Uh-huh.
So in the ratios that are provided in that particular product, it's ideal, all the way up to 50-50. 50% CBD, 50% THC.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of folks with like stage 4 cancer who are taking a 90% THC product. They can actually have a frightening moment if they overdose on the THC. So when they take CBD, it will attenuate that and bring them back down to earth. Reduce that anxiety and that fear.
Let's take a quick pause to tell you about something you are definitely going to want.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're going to get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
You're talking about the psychoactive, from the THC. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Now, to a male, does THC, because I'm still interested in keeping my testosterone levels up because with my training, I don't want to have an old man's body. I just don't. So I'm fighting it to the death.
Right.
So does THC, does that hinder that? Is it going to suppress in any way testosterone production?
Well, in general, PUFAs, you know, PUFAs, polyunsaturated fatty acids, will lower testosterone. And the hemp plant is a PUFA. But ironically, that we haven't seen that. It's the perfect hormone regulator.
Is that right?
Yes, THC and CBD. Especially as long as you're training as hard as you are, you're not going to have an estrogen effect.
Yeah, because I always wondered about that.
Hemp oil, by the way, though, if someone were to guzzle hemp oil, that's not medicinal, like what you can buy at Whole Foods, right?
Yeah.
Something like you would put on your salad. That can lower testosterone.
Yeah.
We don't want to focus on that too much.
Yeah. How much do you think that is the ideal, like, you know, because I've noticed, because I've studied a little bit about edibles. And they all seem to have like 10 milligrams of THC in them. And I'm wondering, is that such a high dose that's going to have any kind of suppression, or is that an okay dose that someone can take on a regular base? What's your opinion on that?
Well, the dosage is highly, highly dependent on size, weight, gender, activity level, unique sensitivity to the molecule, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have people who take, you know, 20, 30 of THC and not have a problem, where other people would end up in the hospital with an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're saying that, if I got this right, you're saying that taking some CBD oil will actually mitigate those effects, the psychoactive effects?
Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
And the anti-inflammatory properties of THC and CBD are unparalleled.
Really?
Ultimate anti-inflammatory, along with the carbon 60.
I'll be darned.
That's why we put them together.
Yeah. I think that sort of information has come a long way, hasn't it? Because I'm the kind of guy that would be resistant to that initially, and I'm on CBD oil.
Okay.
And I've noticed some of the benefit of that. And I've even tried the THC. But I'm really glad I talked to you, because I'm always concerned about suppression.
Right, absolutely. Well, that's a big concern.
Yeah.
But no, I'm blessed to be living in Boulder for the last 25 years, having access to the laboratories, and also having access to pretty much any supplement that you can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
Including, you know, psychedelics and things like that.
Yeah.
To experiment with. And I'm not the final word, obviously, but I have created some kind of bell curve responses that people can expect from these things, and what's good for what and what's not good for other things.
Do you take any amino acids?
I do a whey protein isolate consistently. And there's actually aminos found in here too. So I don't actually do a separate amino.
Yeah. Because I take things like L-carnitine and arginine and things like that. Creatine.
Yeah, creatine's great. We recommend glutamine for everybody as a recovery.
Is it highly absorbable, or do you have to take a lot of it to get it enough in to make a difference?
Well, you know, part of the problem with the aminos is that absorption rate. We may be looking at maybe 20-30% if we're lucky.
Yeah. Interesting.
But remember, if we fix the leaky gut syndrome, we could probably get that up to 50% in terms of assimilation, which is really the game, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we always start with less to see what kind of an effect we get before we start taking more and see where that saturation level is. Does your product, any of these products at all, do they, as a bodybuilder, I'm talking to you as a bodybuilder, we're concerned about saturation or saturating receptor sites
right
in the body. Is there anything in your product that will rejuvenate or sort of upregulate receptor sites?
Well, everything that we have is regenerative. So we kind of take a let's throw this at the body and see what happens approach, rather than the specificity that people want to get into with pharmaceuticals and other kinds of supplementation, therefore eliminating the need to take 300 pills a day.
Yeah, right? Yeah, definitely.
And I should have mentioned this before, but this is my amino acid product that I take. This is called Immu Regen.
I've heard of that.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
We tried to get this product in this country since 1955.
Really?
I wasn't even born, but we finally got it into the country last year.
Where's
curing diabetes, cancer,
yeah,
all kinds of things.
Is it easy to get now? Can you get it?
Yeah, it's on my website.
Oh, it is.
I would recommend this, the tablets, for everyone who's training hard. And what it is nucleotides, whey protein, and aminos with vitamin C. But the key is the nucleotides. So imagine if you and I were going to do a biological experiment. We would have a Petri dish. In that Petri dish, we would have to have a medium that would actually grow something. Those are typically nucleotides.
Mm-hmm.
So like to grow a culture, right?
Yeah.
So what better thing to put into the body than the soil, if you will, that we need to grow things?
Yeah, that's synergistic.
And it works at the DNA, RNA level, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
It's about as deep a dive as you can do in terms of
supplementation. Yeah, that's where it's at right there. Interesting stuff. Before we go, is there the next thing that you're going to be doing as far as a challenge to challenge Glenn in a way that he's never been challenged before? Is there anything like that in the scope of things?
Yeah, trying to find a place to live that's free and not full of commies and mask holes. That's what I call it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no kidding.
Boulder lost its mind in June. I packed up the RV and I said, I'm out of here. Adios. I cannot deal with this stuff.
So where are you living now?
I'm in Spearfish, South Dakota, a beautiful little hamlet of 10,000 that no one knows about, right next to Sturgis. I did the 80th Sturgis motorcycle race. That was quite an honor. We did the hill climb and the motocross.
Yeah, South Dakota's been getting a lot of play out here in California. I see commercials all the time. I guess the governor there.
She's fantastic. She's hands off. And there's nobody wearing masks here. Speak up, except in the big box stores.
Yeah. Man, it's been a mess, man. I have not been as concerned as I am right now about what you're talking about freedom. You know, it's really a weird feeling because it just seems so real now.
Well, and it breaks my heart. I spent a lot of my life in California racing motorcycles and skiing and climbing mountains. And I mean, come on, California was the center of the universe for decades, right?
Exactly.
Just watch videos on YouTube of California in the 50s, 60s, 70s. What a magnificent paradise, right?
Yeah.
Now you can see the results of bad political thinking. And we're looking at 20 million people leaving the state in the next 5 years.
Yeah, it's Venezuela, man. I mean, I go down there. You know, the Gold's Gym
problem, the drug problem.
It's unreal. It's just something that I could have never imagined.
7,000 fires in 1 week.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that lightning caused all that. There's definitely something rotten in Denmark.
Oh, yeah, big time. It's really sad. I mean, it's a good time to get a little condo, you know, on the beach now because everybody's leaving. So maybe I'll stay to be in the condo over there on the west side. I don't know.
You'll be the only guy in a 20-mile radius.
Yeah, no kidding. God, and I think New York's might be even worse. I don't know. That looks like
it. Leaving in droves. They're all coming to the middle of the country now.
Oh, man. South Dakota. You know what? I'm going to take a trip out there. I really am because of that governor coming on. It sounds really interesting. I'd like to go see the Buffalo Run. I would imagine that's pretty awesome. Have you seen that?
Yeah, wild. No, I have not. But just Sturgis was wild. You know, 500,000 people, nobody wearing a mask.
Yeah, we saw that, a little bit of that.
And then Antifa showed up. That wasn't pretty.
Oh, really? Were they on the short end of that stick, I would imagine?
Yeah, there was about 30 of these little mealy-mousy people with their pants down by their ankles going. So the bikers just circled them and revved their throttles, you know, and just basically shut them up.
Yeah, we're going to count to three. Better leave now. I am going to go to South Dakota. What's the weather like over there? When's a good time to go? I don't like snow exactly.
Well, to be quite honest with you, since I've been here, since July, the weather is very Boulder-like. It's almost identical. It's crisp, clean air, nice breezes, so it doesn't get too hot.
Yeah.
But I do hear that the winters can be really nasty, so.
You may have to be, what do they call those, bluebirds or some kind of a bird that goes to Palm Spring?
Maybe. I'm looking into that. Or I might just buy a snowmobile and embrace the whole thing.
Just adapt to your environment, right?
But yeah, because you can't motorcycle in the snow.
That's true. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm being very serious about this. You've been one of my most interesting shows that I've had. You're fascinating, man. I really Yeah, it's really, I've learned so much stuff from you. I want to get some of your product. That's the reason why I was asking. Before we go, can you go ahead and let us know, let our the viewers know where we can get your products?
Sure, energymedfit.com. And if anyone would like to do the scan, please call and we can schedule that. I'm still doing those.
So we can get that number obviously off the off that website.
Right, 303-818-5203.
Beautiful. Glenn, fantastic. I'd like to have you back on anytime because I think you and I have just kind of scratched the surface. I get that sense.
Yeah, we have. There's all kinds of great stuff. Like there's a healing app for the cell phone called Healy, H-E-A-L-Y. It's changing lives. We should talk about that.
I'd love to.
$500 and we're watching all kinds of things go away.
Yeah, I'd like to definitely have you come back on again. In fact, I'd like to have you come back on next month if you'd like. And I'll just let my assistant know. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Thank you, because I respect what you've been through, too, as far as your dedication to training and what you've overcome health-wise. That's really, really humbling.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for saying that. And, again, thank you for coming on. And I'll talk to my assistant and make sure that we reach back out to you and find a date. And let's do this again. This is fun.
Great. Thanks, Leo.
All right, Glenn, you take care. In South Dakota, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.